It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Radzilana once again to give us an answer to one of our questions. If you're one of those people who would love to have your question answered by a pastor, send it to us. We'd love to have your questions asked live on the radio and have a pastor come through to give us an answer. A question for today is, how do we reconcile the idea of God's sovereignty with human autonomy? How do we reconcile the idea of God's sovereignty with human autonomy? Joining us now is Pastor Fungo Radzilan. Joining us now to give us some perspective. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, how do we reconcile the idea of God's sovereignty with human autonomy? I think it's a wonderful question. What do you think, Pastor?
It definitely is a wonderful question. It begs the question again, if God is all-powerful, if God has no limits, if God is creator, ruler of everything, God who's outside of time, who has divine power, who's infinite, who's not limited by time or space, if he is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, are humans fully autonomous? And I claim to say we have free will. And the answer to that question is, yes, indeed, we do. And you see it, perhaps let's go to the beginning of humanity in the Garden of Eden. God places them in the garden. He places Adam and Eve in the garden. And when they're there, he gives them one instruction to say, do not partake of the fruit in the center of the garden. And while they're there, they're convinced by the devil, and somehow they find themselves falling into that trap. Now, what you learn there is that God could have limited their ability to make decisions, to take conscious decisions, but he does not do that. He allows them to have independent thought, to make decisions whether they're right or wrong. They're autonomous. They rule and they govern themselves. And even in his sovereignty, he allows us humanity to make our own decisions, whether it is on a day-to-day basis, whether I want to get out of bed this morning, or whether I want to accept him as my redeemer and savior on the grand scale of salvation. So yes, we are autonomous. Yes, we have the power to make our own decisions. We are not limited in any way whatsoever.
Okay. So you do believe that autonomy and human autonomy and divine sovereignty can coexist. That's what you're saying?
Certainly, without a doubt.
Goodness, I would love to have a conversation with you. Okay. All right. Our time is up. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insights. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a good day, Mfundis.
Likewise. Cheers.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.